Okay, so we're going to read quickly from yesterday. So here's the deal. You have machlokas, two of the same letter. Two of the same letter. So Rakon to Rashi always chayv is two of the same letter. According to the Rambam, it depends. If it spells the word, you chayv. Don't spell the word, you're not chayv. So we said, according to Rashi, it's very simple. According to Rashi, a letter is like is a structure, is an entity. Okay, it's a physical entity, which is meaningful because of whatever it's meaningful, but it's a productive, it's an entity, it's a product, the letter is a product, and if you make two of these products, then you're chayev. That's it. So I don't care, same letter, different letters, who cares? An aleph is a product, and another aleph is a product, and you have two of them. So you build two buildings, two stitches, two whatever it is, I mean, two who cares that there happens to be, that they're the same, it's irrelevant, according to Rashi. That's bein mishem echad, bein mishnei shemos, it just doesn't matter. Okay. According to the Rambam, he has a new idea, which is that a letter is not, as a physical form, physical structure, a letter is puny. It's not productive. What is it? It's a little piece of ink in a random shape. It's not, the productivity of a letter does not lie in the form per se. But it is a physical form. I mean, it's not, it is a form, but it's a form which conveys an idea. I'm calling it an idea, but I mean a sound. Okay? It conveys a sound to a reader. Okay? In other words, that's what a letter is. It's like a functional entity. It's like a functional entity. Just like, so to speak, you can imagine like a cup is a functional entity. It's a structure which could hold water. This is a functional entity. Its function is that it's a form which conveys an idea to the mind of a reader. Okay? It conveys a sound to the mind of the reader. That's what an os is. That is what an os is, according to the Rambam. That's the productivity of an os. Okay, so it is a form, but the form must have that function. It's like a functional entity. And the function is that it brings to mind a concept, an idea. Okay. Now, in many malachos, you have a shir, which means that one os is insignificant. So even though you make one os, it's very nice. In theory, in quality, there's a product there. But you need a shear, a quantity of involvement in a malacha in order to be chayiv. So the quantity in many times is two. Two means it's like, it's not just an isolated independent event, but you're involved, some type of an involvement in writing. You didn't just do it in the most minimal way, but you do it twice. It's a certain measure of the involvement in the thing. So you're involved in writing these things. So you have to do two. Now when you do two, so for instance, if I write one letter here, and then another letter a few blocks away, so then I'm not chayev. Okay, because there's no tziruf between those two. Unless there has to be a tziruf. And the tziruf is the fact that there, I mean, there's sugyas on it, but basically is that they could be read together. Unless when you have letters, the relationship of one to the other is their ability to be seen together, read together, something to that effect. So in other words, what you have to do is you have to be involved in a certain quantity of this activity of creating letters which convey ideas. And the quantity, what relates the two osios, is the space, the readability together. Now, since you have to create a twofold, you have to be involved in it in a double manner, which means you have to create two osios which are read together. Now, when they're read together, if you have two osios which are read together, since the essence of an os is it's a structure which brings to mind an idea, and if you have to have two of them together, so then if the second one is identical to the first, it's not going to bring to mind an idea, a sound, which isn't already in your mind because of the one which is immediately next to it. Okay, so therefore although you're creating two structures, that would be good if an os was purely a structure. But since an os is a functional entity, it means it's something which brings to mind an idea, so then the second one is like, it's the form of an os, the physical form of the os, but it doesn't do anything. Because the idea is already in your mind because of the thing which is right next to it. See, if it were like in a different, a few blocks away, then you could say, well, it brings this idea to mind, and then I have to walk over there, and I'll bring that another idea to my mind. But the tziruf is that they're physically related. So therefore, because of the fact that one has to be right next to each other, therefore, once I already see one, when I look at the second one, I already have that idea, that sound in my mind. So therefore, it's simply not adding anything. And since it's not adding anything, or it doesn't bring an idea to my mind, which isn't already in my mind, so therefore, it's not an os. Because again, an os is not just a physical form. It's a physical form which brings an idea to your mind. But it's bringing an idea which is already there from the very physical form of the os which is next to it, which is part of the very halacha that has to be right next to it. So therefore, you can't have the same letter, you can't have the quantity of two. You can't get the chashivas from quantity. The chashivas, again, one os is not chashiv. There's a chashivas through two osios, through quantity of two. It can't come when it's the same exact os, where it's mishem echad. And the only way that it could come where it's from the same os is if those two osios, I'm sorry, that can't come from two osios. The only way it could come is if you get the chashivas through these two letters being a word. Then it has chashivas. Then basically it's a different entity. Now it's not an entity of an os, it's an entity of a teva. An entity of a teva, that's a word, that's chashiv. So that's a separate entity that you're mechayev for. But if you have two different letters, Aleph Ayin, for instance, it doesn't have to have chashivas from being a word. It could have the chashivas from being two osios. It brings to mind two different ideas, two different sounds to your mind. And therefore, that's a chashiva. So the chashivas could be through one shem echad, which is one quality of a word. Or it could be through shtei shemos, which is two separate qualities, Aleph Ayin, which is two separate sounds. But one os is not enough. One os is not chashiv. A word is chashiv, or two individual sounds is chashiv. Okay, but again, Rashi doesn't buy this whole thing of this conceptual, this functional quality of an os. He holds an os is just a physical form. So it's just like a structure. So you create two of them, Either they're the same, who cares? Doesn't matter. It's a quatu is somewhat a measure of the involvement in the productivity. Productivity has to have quantity. The smallest quantity, but it has to have quantity. One isn't a quantity, it's just the quality of the malacha. But I guess when you have two, now that's quantity. You're involved in the thing. So I mean, that's the shiur. But they're different shiurim. You have to really go through all the shiurim and malacha, so you don't have to come up with a study of how they all work. But there is an idea of a quantity. But the quantity is where the quality in its own right isn't significant. But if you create a word, then that's significant. Or for instance, malachas, if you create one letter, but that finishes the Sefer Torah, that's also significant. And you chai for that also. So in other words, one could be significant, but on its own, one isn't significant. When you have two, that gets significance through a certain quantity. Here's an example, let's clarify. If someone says, tell me two svaras. I want you to tell me two svaras. So I'll tell you the same exact svara two times. So you'll say, you didn't tell me two svaras. That's not two svaras. That's one svara. You just said it two times. So what's that? There's just nothing. That's one svara. So that's the same thing. Aleph, that's it. Told me the idea of Aleph, and he told me again, what does that do for me? Tell me two different svaras, that's a certain significance of svara telling. You know, but saying the same svara twice doesn't do anything. Okay. Right, but when you have gimel, then the same svara twice does form a larger svara, which doesn't mean there's no counterpart in the world of svara, I don't think. But that's where certain times the same sound could, same idea could be not as an individual thing, but as emerging to find to form a greater unity. But if there is no greater unity, then you're just repeating the same idea twice. So what does the guy have? The guy doesn't have anything more in his head, the second one. Just could have been, you know. You could say, I tell you one svara today, and then the next svara in a year from now. Then you say, you know. But then one O's here, and then O's down the block. But here, they're the very house, the tzirav has to be there right next to each other. So then, so Ramesh B, the second you finish something this svara, you tell me the same svara again. So it's not doing anything. Again, but that's, the premise is that an O's is, like an os gains its life in the mind of the observer. It's like an abstract kind of an entity. It's an abstract kind of a productivity. It's not an ordinary kind of thing. It's like its life is in the mind of the reader. So that's its function. Its function is in the guy's mind, and you can't, you know, you have to work with the idea of a guy's mind. So his mind is really doesn't do anything. So it's not a double productivity. But if you want to tell him two different letters. Now I know a letter isn't a svara, but that's an idea. That's the most basic idea. I mean, you call it an idea, a thought, a sound, whatever, you know. But there's a C has a certain meaning to a guy. It's the most basic unit of meaning is like a letter. Of course, you combine letters, you make words. You combine words, you make, you know, sentences. You make sentences, you make paragraphs, and whatever. But that's the most basic unit is a letter. So it's the most basic idea, so to speak, or the unit of an atom of an idea. Okay, any questions? The shear, I don't think a shear doesn't have to be where the two parts, shear of two, where they build towards a greater whole. Like you have a unit now of a double. A shear could be, it's a quantity of the Maisei Adam, the involvement in the malacha. So it doesn't have to be like, sure, one stitch, two stitches, the second stitch is like a great, two stitches, a double stitch, instead of saying, you know, that's true, sometimes it's like that. But it doesn't have to be like, David showed this example of pulling out two hairs, like by Gozes. Pull out two hairs, there's no like double of hairs, it's just a certain shear of involvement in the activity. So that you're creating an os, that's creating an entity of an os, and you're creating two of them. So it's a certain amount, or it's a certain degree of productivity. And productivity, that's a guy could be productive. A guy who could build, let's say, 10 robots or whatever he's building is more productive than a guy who builds one. What's 10 robots? It's just a lot of ones. But productivity is, measurement of productivity is quantity. Quantity is, they don't have to be like a massive, you know, compound robot. Productivity is, there's a quantity involved in productivity. Reduce one thing, which is not a significant thing. I mean, if you reduce one robot, it's fine. If you reduce one widget, it might not be very significant. If it's two widgets, that's already a very significant type of a thing. Or whatever. Quantity adds in. So two is the most minimal quantity. Two is where you have, that's the share. I mean, that's a different question, how that's the share. But make that's when you have quantity. It's not just the quality, but you, that's the minimum quantity. Two. So now we have this deal with Rosh Hashanah. Okay. So, I guess we'll do is, we're going to get to the Rambam. But, somehow I think the Rambam helps bring out the concept, helps out a little bit, but even though he's very tricky. But let's just say the Mishnah and the Gemara again. So basically you have two osios. The Mishnah says you need two osios, okay? Two osios. So in Tanakam the Mishnah, if you just made two little triangles or two squiggly lines or whatever, that wouldn't count because he says osios. Os is the unit. The unit of productivity of Ksiva is an os. Without an os, you don't have the product. Now Rabbi Yossi says, he says, it's not clear what he's saying. I mean, some shot, it sounds like what he's saying. I don't know, Rashi isn't going exactly with his plain Lashon. But it says, you're not chayiv for two osios, but for roshem. Because when you write two osios, you're not chayiv for kosev, you're chayiv for roshem. Okay, which means make a mark, indentation. Shekach kosvin al krashe mishkan, leidei zibenzugu, because that's what they wrote on the krashe mishkan to know which is his partner. By the way, it doesn't say she came Roshman, it says she came Kosvan. No, it's just about that question, if you have to indent it. You know? Like if you're saying is that Roshan means, like you're indenting it in a deep, you know, like scraping it in, so you should say, Yishim Roshim, Shekach Roshman, Mal Krosh, Yishim Mishkan, you know, but she came Kosvan. Okay, so the Rambam does have that Gersa. Fine, so that's what they did in the Mishkan. They were Kosev, they were Roshim on the Krashim, they may wrote, not clear what they wrote, maybe letters or numbers or marks, or it's not clear exactly, but they did it on these krashim to know what the benzog is. So it's not clear what Rabbi Yossi is doing here. I mean, okay, so you're not chayv kosev for roshim because that's within the Mishkan. So it's nafkamina. So he's just telling you, well, what's he doing? I mean, it sounds like he's trying to argue. So Rashi says, Mishim roshim simon hayosim mikrashim mishkan v'neshim mefarkin osu l'chashikum olo yichalf pusir krashim. So basically, they number it. If you ever have, like, if you build, like, sometimes a desk or some sort of thing that it comes with pre-made, they have, like, numbers or letters, A. So you know that this goes into here. Or some sort of a thing. So you take a thing apart and you put it back together. You want to know which one goes where. So they had numbers or letters or signs or something on these krashim to know which one, which is the order. Okay, it says, V'azir Yossi L'meimer, Defilo Kosav, Elo Roshim, Shtei Rishos V'almo, Osama Chayiv, even if you didn't write, but you just were Roshim, two marks, the Alma, that's it. The cement for a sign. Yechayev. So he's telling you, you don't need to be machmir. Okay? You don't need to actually write two letters. But even if you just write two marks, or you make two marks for a cement, some Alma, okay, you don't go through the tircha of having to write a letter. Yeah. It's a good question. Guys, so where did Tanakama learn it from? Right. I mean, they learned it from the Mishkan. Tanakam is from the Mishkan. It's a good question. I mean, what did they do in the Mishkan? Did they write letters or did they write marks? Right. I mean, if they wrote marks, Rabbi Yossi has a good point. You know, if they wrote letters, then what's Rabbi Yossi's point? But they wrote letters. And according to Ram, might be better. But saying according to Rashi, you know, what did they do in the Mishkan? I saw someone say, that's the Machlokas. Maybe the Be'er Halacha said that? Someone said that. By the way, on Kosev, there's a Reish Mem, I think it is. Or Shin Mem, Reish Mem, I don't know, one of those. Shin Mem. he like they both. It's like it's not brought up a lot in the Shulchan Aruch, but the Mishnah Berurah and the Be'er Halacha like have a good like survey of lots of stuff about Kosev. It's interesting. I mean, it's good, you know, because I was looking for sources. Not too many people talk about it. They just go through a lot of the issues. So it's one of them. I think one of them. Someone said that that's what the maybe the Aruch Shulchan said that that's what they're arguing about. What they do in the Mishkan.
That's what they're arguing about.
It's funny. He says they're talking about the Aruch Shulchan. It was there were marks. It's a hard way to learn the Machlokas.
But it's hard to come out as Ksiva then. That doesn't seem
like a Maisa. It's just a funny Machlokas. Like, that's what they're arguing about. I mean, that's the Minnesota, what they did in the Mishkan. I mean, it's just a funny Machlokas. I mean, how did everyone know? I mean, they had a Minnesota, I don't know, that's hard. I mean, but if you don't say that, then the question is, so what is the Machlokas? I mean, whichever one they did, that's what it should be. If they wrote marks, they should be chayav, even for marks. Then how did Tanakam say you need letters? If there are letters, then how did Tanakam saying that it's enough to have marks? Right? Okay, so that's Rashi. I mean, it's a good question. What'd they do? I mean, it's a hard kind of a question to answer, but maybe we'll be able to induce what they did. Or deduce. Okay, so that's the Mishnah, right? Now it comes up again in the Gemara. So it says Bishlama Ayamin Lichayev Mishnah the Derech Tziva Bekach. So because the Mishnah said Yichayev Bein Yamin or Bein Mismala, right or left, Yichayev both. So it says I understand then Yamin Yichayev the Mishnah the Derech Tziva Bekach, because that's what people write. El Bismala Amai Alin Derech Tziva Bekach. Well, Yichayev your left hand. That's not the way people write. That's not the way people write. It's a shinoi. Right? It's kalachayar. Right? Kalachayar. That's a principle. Malach is machsheva, says the Torah. That has to be productive. And you write with your left hand. No one writes like that. And that's a shinoi. That's a shinoi. And you write with the left hand. It's all sloppy. I mean, that's certainly not a productive way to write. So, I'm going to review me a bit. Itter Yad Shana. He's a lefty. Okay? He's a lefty.
Can you
skip the line?
Ella
small. Oh, sorry. There's Ella. Ella small. Am I? I read that. Revirmia. Beiter Yad Shanu.
Oh, sorry.
Right? Okay. So it's talking about a lefty. Okay, it's talking about a lefty. So, by the way, there's a Ram. Maybe we'll do it at some point. I think it's the Chiddush Eran. He asks Pshita. Of course, if he's a lefty. Or no, he doesn't ask Peshitta. He says, why didn't he say he's about the Leitzel Kol Adam? Because there's a case of a guy who carries certain ways of carrying things. Oh, Anshei Hutzal, they carry things on their heads. So they say that's not the Orche, because it's about the Leitzel Kol Adam. It's not the way to carry. You don't carry things on your head. They're about the Leitzel Kol Adam, and it's not considered Orche. So he says, so why don't you say the same thing here? Why don't you say he's about the Leitzel Kol Adam, and it's not considered Orche?
He kind of says that, but we'll take it up.
Maybe we'll take it up. We have other things to worry about for now, but maybe we'll take it up at some point. Okay. So it's a lefty. That's what it means. So maybe small means right or left. Whether you're righty and you're right with your right, or lefty and right with left. So it must have a small day. Ki yamin de kulei alma be a small lechayev a yamin lo mechayev. So apparently it doesn't want to say. Bein the yamin, bein the small, means right hands for your righty and left hands for a lefty, because that's not bein the yamin, bein the small. That's just saying each guy with his stronger hand. Apparently, the simple implication is bein the yamin, small means there's a guy who's mechayev for both. So he's saying so a lefty shouldn't be chayev for both, because if a lefty writes with his right hand, it's a shinoi just the same. Okay, shinoi just the same. So it says, Ella Amar Abaye Vesholub Shayadav. It means an ambidextrous guy. Okay, so the guy's ambidextrous, so then he's a Mechai for both. Also, now the Ridva, I think, says, and maybe we'll take this up also at some point later, he says, I is Pshita.
Thank you.
Right, he's ambidextrous. Someone asked that? He's ambidextrous, that's Pshita. So he says, and it doesn't mean really ambidextrous. He's really equally proficient with both hands, of course. He says it means he's like one, he favors, he's a, let's say righty, but he also does stuff with his left hand. Most things, also does something with his left hand. So it says, you might think that's not, that's still a shino. He says, no, that's still considered orchai. So that's Minoskana, which hopefully we'll take up at some point. Okay? They're side points, you know, but in passing, they're interesting. Okay, so I think, again, I think one of them's a Dushi Aran, I think the other one's a Ritva. And it's tricky. I think the Ritva on Shabbos is really the Ran. And the Ran is really a Talmud of the Ran, I don't know. But the regular, the Masar of Kog Ritva, and the normal Kadesh Aran. But I think they end up there, it's all mixed up. The book which is called that. I don't know who really wrote it. Whatever. Okay, they're both two Rishonim discussed that issue. Okay. So now it says, okay, well, that's an answer. So it says the Mishnah's talking about a guy who's ambidextrous, so you write right or left, and you're chai for both. Rav Acha, Rav Yaakov Bray, the Bas Yaakov Amar. I think they say his father was a Rasha or something, right? I saw that somewhere. Maybe it's funny, the Bray de Bas Yaakov.
It's like she was.
Bray de Bas Yaakov.
She was raped?
Oh, where did I see it? I don't know. I saw it somewhere. So, I don't know. Whatever. Fine. So it says, so he says. What's that?
In the Pini Rashi, it says he wasn't Hagun.
Yeah, right. Okay, that's what I saw. The Pini Rashi says he wasn't Hagun, so therefore they called him by the.
That's in
the Erevin. An Erevin? Okay, yeah. So his father was Nagan? So is it the son of the daughter of Yaakov? So I guess it's...
Yeah, so his father, the son of the daughter of... Right, so that's his mom's dad.
Son of his mom. So it's referencing by his mom, but it doesn't want to say his mom's name, so it says his maternal grandfather.
Yeah, right. There you go.
Okay. Guess it doesn't want to reference him by the mother. Maybe it's like in terms of the Masorah. Maybe you want to reference it by the Masorah. Yeah, reference it by the Baal Masorah, the previous Masorah. Normally it's the father. Maybe here it's his maternal grandmother. I don't know. Okay. Fine. Elaha money. So he gives another answer. Not ambidextrous. Rabbi Yossi. Dama lo chivash te osios el mishem roshem. So it's two osios is for roshem. Now since it's roshem, the Rashi... Yeah, the loboy ksiva, the roshem almo, the smaller roshem yahave. So since the chayev for roshem doesn't matter righty or lefty. Hey, roshem is no, it's not a shinai. I suppose it wasn't the same rabiosi, racial rabiosi, cooler rabiosi. Okay, fine. So whatever. It's just because it brings rabiosi at the end. So it seems like the beginning wasn't rabiosi, so there's no real little thing with rabiosi all along. Okay, there's someone took that up, right? Okay. So Shashi gives a lot of examples where it says that. So it turns out from here, is my point of coming here is, so you have another nafkamina between Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim in Tanakama is whether or not lefty is a shinoi. If you hold it's roshem, lefty is not a shinoi. If you hold that it's kosev, then lefty is a shinoi. The shinoi really has to be less productive. So if you're just making a mark, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter which hand to use it with. Right? I mean, you're just making a mark. Like if you're supposed to be making a tallies or something like that, you know, something you're trying to count something out. It doesn't matter how you use your right hand, your left hand, who really cares? I mean, the idea of writing, when you write things, so now you need a certain precision. It has to be legible or whatever, so you need a clarity. So you have to be very, you have to make sure it's clear. So you have to use your right hand, it's supposed to be lefty. You're already left hand, it ends up being messy, it's hard to read, or whatever. But if you're making markings, so then it doesn't really matter. Doesn't really matter. That's not considered shinoi. Shinoi doesn't just mean doing left hand. Like if you do otzah and you do it with your left hand and right hand, it doesn't matter. What's the difference? It has to really be that the malacha is less efficient. I mean, if you carry a heavy thing, it'll be one thing. But just stam, you can't just always use your left hand. It depends. If your left hand is really less efficient. It's a good question. I mean, the question is, if you tell me roshem is letters, I mean, we'll see. According to Ram, it's going to be a little difficult. Ram holds roshem is actually writing letters. Well, this is an example. So then it seems to be the same thing. But you're saying, David's question is, when you say it's easier. Well, I don't know if it's easier. I mean, it depends what you're doing. If you're just making tallies, let's say you're just making a mark. I mean, you can say it's not any easier. It's the same thing. You just make a mark. You take the pen, you make a mark. The idea of easier is because you're trying to, when you write a letter, there's a very specific form you're trying to make, so you have to move your hand in a very careful manner. It's a careful manner, so you have to make sure you do it, you have to use like precision. So it's easier to do that with your right hand than your left hand. But if you're making a mark and you have no concern how, like you want to make a circle, let's say, to a rough shape, you know. So it's a little bit of an oval, it doesn't make a difference. The idea is you want to make a certain rough shape, so you take the thing and you go in a circle. So one quick motion, and it could be sloppy. But writing can't be sloppy because you have to have someone be able to read it. You're trying to make it like a, You know, especially one little circle you can figure out, but if you have to have a whole body, a paragraph or whatever, you have to have speed, you have to keep going. But just a quick roshem and saying is there's no real difference. I mean, like me a tiny bit, but I guess saying that's not really, that's not really a difference. So let's look at the Rama. Okay? I mean, the question is, I guess, what's the difference between roshem and kosev? Okay, what's the difference between roshem and kosev? What is the difference? So let's, to draw out the difference, I think we'll be a little, the Rambam will help it out a little bit. Okay, so let's see the Rambam. So the Rambam is a little bit tricky, but he says like this. Okay, so he says, let's take the Pirush Mishnah. So he says, Amru bemi mina bemi smolo, eno el mishan shtamish bi mina ubi smolo b'shava. So he's ambidextrous. V'onikashol b'shtay yadav. Avoshar b'nei adam eno nikras ksiva ala ksiva simen. So writing, ksiva, is only when you write with your right hand. It's interesting. It's not called ksiva even if you write with your left hand. Okay. Aval ksivas hasmol harayu roshem lo kosev. So if you write with your right hand, it's marking. It's roshem is not, or it's not writing. Okay. Interesting. Simionos simanim. Kedar shikosu b'neadav alef simin la'echod beis l'mishnayim. So he says you can make two letters as fine, or you could just have like an aleph, which is a reference to aleph to echad. Oh, but he says you need two of those, right? So you need two of them. Okay, b'chol lashon b'chol ksav. Reb Yossi Omer. Okay, so here's how it goes. So Reb Yossi Omer, she'akosev shtei osios eino chayev mishum kosev elo mishum roshen. So you write two letters, okay, and it's not talking about writing symbols. He's talking about writing letters. Okay, and this is what it sounds like with Reb Yossi. If you look at the lashon of the Mishnah, it sounds like that's what he's saying. Right? It says, lo chayevu shtei osios elo mishum roshen. Okay, let's see. So kosev shte osos, eino chayev, no, but it's not, maybe numbers, but it's not symbols, not triangles or whatever. I mean, a number might be counted as an os. That's simionos, that's like an os. But I'm saying it's not like, according to Rashi, it was where you're making marks, like a triangle or whatever. I mean, here is osos, shte osos, two letters. Okay, so it says kosev shte osos, eino chayev mishum kosev. So you're saying if you write two osos, you're not chayev for kosev, elo mishum roshem, you're chayev for roshem. Rabbi Yossi is saying, if you write two letters, you're not chayav for kosev. Chayav for roshem. Okay, chayav for roshem. Okay, not kosev, roshem. Different malacha. Okay, chayav for, you'll see. I'm saying that, but you'll see. It's different malacha. He says, v'roshem etzlo me'avos malachos. Kivan chayav mishkan. So he holds roshem is an av malacha. Okay, roshem is one of the lamitas, mem. Malachos. This isn't the Mishkan. Now you may say at this point he holds, take out Kosev, put in Roshem. Don't call the Malacha Kosev, you should call the Malacha Roshem. You may say that. Okay? But don't. Okay? Hold on. The fee, so now he explains a little bit. Shekroshia Mishkan, how you asked me pass Safon, asked me pass Darum, Vishmanum, pass Myra, Vishov, right. So you have 20, 20, and 8. So mispar masrim, so got up to 20. This is a little cryptic, but kozumal rishon misad echad aleph, v'al sheni beis, v'al chen kol mar achron kozulav kaf. So you write one aleph through 20, right? Okay, fine. Through kaf. V'kivon she'adavar kenim, so kozuv al echad aser yud aleph, v'im shtei osos. So on the 11th one, they write yud aleph, which is two osos. V'kach aratesh asrei. Okay, so that's why you have two letters. It's funny, because you have one letter on some of them. It's like it's kind of not. You have to have two because on the 11th one they wrote two letters. Apparently, I don't know. It's funny, right?
Only one was enough.
Yeah, only one. Apparently, well, even though they did it one, but that apparently he knows he can't. You need a share. Apparently, he knows it can't be one. Either did that in the Mishkan, but it's still not enough. But two, they did do two. It's funny that if they didn't do two, then he would have had a problem. Sounds like it. But Toelas Hayoso Mishum Kosev Mishum Ayes. You say, what's the difference? What's an off? Mean, call it Kosev, call it Roshem. Who really cares? What's the difference here? Okay, that's what he's taking off. My argument to come in and what you want to call the malacha, why is that relevant even? So he says, She'omer mishum kosev yischayev al shtei osos. The one who says that you're chayev for kosev, you write two osos. Im kosev ezadover b'shabbos b'shogeg. So if you write something on Shabbos b'shogeg, let's say a word or something, you write a word. The kosev oj shtei osos, and then you add on two additional letters. Be'elam echad, in one forgetting, eino chayev ela chatas achas. You only chayev one chatas, if you shall come malacha achas. It's all one malacha, kosev. Okay, in other words, you wrote a word which is kosev, and now you write two more letters, so it's more kosev. So basically, that's the principle, is that if you have one forgetting, and you do a malacha, so you can do the malacha, you can do choresh 50 times, you only get one chatas. But if you do choresh and zoreya, so then you get two chatas.
The two letters here don't make the word.
Two letters here, I don't know, no, whatever. Maybe they do, maybe they don't. Oh, okay, fine. So, I mean, he's adding on, two letters are going to be, right, let's say they don't make a word. We'll get into it, but let's say, okay, fine. So he says, Ulmisha Omer Misham Roshem, but according to Rabbi Yossi, who says, Roshem, Umona Roshem, Meavos Malachos, he says, Roshem is one of the Malachos, he's Chayv Shlaim, he's Mechayv too. So which two? Kosev and Roshem. So there's two malachos here. So forget however he gets the count. Maybe he had 40, maybe he took one out of somewhere else. Maybe Zorobor Meraket, he took one out. I don't know, whatever. He took one out. Okay, whatever. Whatever it is. However he worked it out. But he holds two avos malachos here. Kosev and Roshem. How do you do Roshem? You write two letters. How do you do Kosev? Write more than two letters? It's not clear exactly, right? It's not clear exactly how you do Was it, is it a matter of quantity?
Which one you go over first?
That's a good question. I mean, good question. I don't know. I know. Why do you just say? I know it's a good question. Why weren't you over Roshim in the first place? So presumably, I guess you already wrote something, maybe a word. So a word isn't Kosev. It's Kosev. It's not Roshim. Then you write two letters. That's Roshim. So it sounds like it's a quantity. So what about if you had two letters which were a word? It's not clear. Right? It's not clear. So I guess if you write a word and then you write two letters, two additional letters, so I guess the word that you wrote at first was kosev, and then the two letters that you add on are roshim. Okay? So as you add on are roshim. I mean, is he saying kosev has to be writing a word? He's not saying that either. He's not saying, let's say with three, four, or five letters, but they're not a word. He doesn't say how to write a word, he just says kosev is a davar. So you wrote anything, sounds like. I mean, he's not saying it has to be a word, he doesn't say that. But I mean, if it's two letters, then presumably those two letters would have been Roshim. So it sounds like it has to be more than two letters. Three letters, unless you want to say two letters, which happens to be a word. I guess you could tie into that. But simple pshat, the first one wasn't Roshim, but was Kosev, because it was long enough. It wasn't just two letters. So it's three letters. Right? I mean, and that's what Rabbi Yossi's come along and saying. Sounds like that's, Ram's going to read Rabbi Yossi good. Because this is the mission of the Tanakhama said, Kosev, Shtei, Oso, Shtei, Kosev, it's funny, he doesn't have the Shtei Osios, I guess. But I mean, I guess the Tanakhama held you write two Osios. And that would be Kosev. And Rabbi Yossi is saying, two letters isn't Kosev. Two letters, he can't be Kosev, it's only Roshem. Three letters, that's fine, you can tell me that's Kosev, I can hear that. Two letters, Michayev for two letters? That can't be that. Lo nischayev shtei osios elam mishum roshim. I mean, it sounds like even if they're a word, it sounds that way. I mean you could tie notes for a word, it would be different. But he says two letters, as Tanakamo held, apparently two letters are going to be are kosev. But Rabbi Yossi is saying, no, two letters can't be kosev. Two letters are roshim. It's funny, right? It's fine. And then Ben Zugo shal yada, samachla, fine. You could argue, it's not clear, but you could argue that if you two letters make a word, then he would agree that's kosev. But when two letters don't make a word, like he's bothered by b'shem b'im b'shem echad b'im shtei shemos, means when they don't make a word, I guess. Shtei shemos, they're not making a word. Just tam aleph ayin. He's saying, what? That can't be kosev. That can't be. But
he uses the example from Karshei Mishkan.
Right. I mean, he's showing is that there, that's roshem. I mean, but what about if you have three letters? Do they have to make a word for kosev? But it sounds he's bothered by the two letters, not by the idea of being a word. It sounds like two letters he holds can't be kosev. It would sound that way.
Because they're independent letters.
So they're not a word, you mean? But you could say, I mean, why is he in the, he's saying, shtei, loschayev shtei osos, so should be loschayev shalosh osos, loschayev anything which isn't a word. Loschayev means shtei shem or whatever, unless it's a, you know.
The question was that two osos.
Yeah, okay, you could say that, but you could say that. Sure, that's a good question. What I was asking is, let's say you write the word and then you write another word. So then, sounds like that would just be kosev. It's funny, it's worse. I mean, you're better off at that point to write a word than to just write two letters. So if you violate another, you know, I guess it's b'shogeg, so that's why you're not going to do this stuff, you know, with intent anyways. But, yeah, I mean, it would seem that way. I mean, it seems two letters. So the reason why I'm coming here to the Rambam is it's clear from the Rambam. I mean, according to the Rambam, so Rabbi Yossi holds there are actually two malachos here. Two avos malachos. Okay? Rosh Shem and Kosef. Simultaneously, so to speak. They coexist. So what becomes clear here is that you have to define for me, or for anyone, what are these two malachos? And apparently in writing, they have two different ideas. You know, I mean, some of you know, in Rashi, you could say this is a question of quantity, like what's considered chashav, what's considered a letter, what's considered a word. You know what I mean? Like from Rashi, you're not sure, like how big this machlokas is, or how new of an idea Roshem is. You know, is Roshem a brand new idea? Is it just saying he's lowering the standards for according to Rashi? You know what I mean? Like it's in a certain sense closer together. And from the Rambam, you see that he's suggesting that there's actually another Av Malacha here. So it's another Av Malacha, it has to be a totally different, it would seem to be a different class, a different type of productivity. Right? It would seem to be a different type of productivity. What they do in the Mishkan? I guess they did Kosev somewhere else in the Mishkan? It's not exactly clear where's the Kosev in the Mishkan, you know? But I don't know. I'm not sure about that. That's always the tricky stuff, how you go back to the Mishkan. But either way, I mean, so you have Machlokas. Is there one Malacha Kosev, or is there two Malachas? So I don't know. Machlokas is Machlokas. I don't know. I mean, apparently Tanakama does. It's funny, Machlokas. Tanakama holds there's only one Malacha Kosev, and Rabbi Yossi holds there's two Malachas, Kosev and Roshem. It's funny, Machlokas in its own right. But I think the first step is, what are these two Malachas? Because that, I think, is going to open up, you know, we need a new idea here. So what's this second thing? Once we have it, then we could try to get Machlokas maybe, then we could go to Rashi's case and try to figure out why, you know, a simon is enough, why don't have to actually write a letter, then you can get into the right hand and left hand. You know what I mean? But I think the main thing is to get this, and also you have Machlokas, I guess, here's one Machlokas you do have, between Tanakam and Rabbi Yossi. Besides for Machlokas about whether there's two Malachas or one Malacha, you have a question is whether you could be Chai for Kosei for two letters. And according to Tanakama, two letters is Kosev. According to Rabbi Yossi, two letters, that's not Kosev. Roshe, maybe, but that can't be Kosev. So that's another Machlokas. Right? In other words, in Kosev itself, in your concept of Kosev, they can have different concepts of Kosev. According to Tanakama, the concept of Kosev could apply to two letters. According to Rabbi Yossi, two Kosev can apply to two letters.
You're saying according to Rabbi Yossi, even if it's a word?
No, I don't know if it's a word. I'm not sure. But let's just say two letters. Let's leave that open if it's a word. But let's say two letters, Tam, Aleph, Ayin. According to the Tanakhama, that's Kosev. According to Rabbi Yossi, that can't be Kosev. It's only two letters. Can't be Kosev. So right away, you have a Machlokas in your definition of Malachas Kosev. And besides for that, Rabbi Yossi introduces a new Malacha. You know what I mean? But that's like it's almost sense like a different, another thing, you know? It's an additional dimension. So that's, I guess, two things. What is Roshem, and then what's the Machlokas about whether it's Kosev if you write two letters? And then I guess you could try to get to Rashi and the difference between Rashi and Rama, or what, you know, whatever.
Is it okay if we define Roshem in a way that it's going to include Kosev?
It includes Kosev?
So I mean, you can never do Kosev without also doing Roshem? Is that a problem?
It's a little funny. I mean, Roshem, why is it a separate malacha? You mean it's separate because you could do... So if you do Kosev, are you going to be chayef for two? For both of them?
I don't know. I have to go before.
According to the Rambam, you say. According to the Rabbi Yossi, according to the Rambam. No, right, it's true. You're not chayef. Right, so why aren't you chayef for Roshem right away? So you say it's one action. But, I mean, you could do one action, which is... You mean, but if it has to be... It has to be, I mean... I don't know. It sounds a little funny.
What do they do by Gora?
Is there a Moroccan, you mean?
Yeah.